The Treasury Salute, featuring one of Hollywood's rising young stars, Don Taylor, in a salute to a hero of the war, Private First Class Eugene T. Hoover, Jr. And now the Treasury salute to Private First Class Eugene T. Hoover, Jr.
What kind of a world does an artist live in? Does he know what the score is? Or is he just a guy with a sweet smile and long hair falling into his eyes? Now take Gene Hoover, for instance. He designed scenery for a theatrical dance school, did freelance painting, and became art director for an advertising agency in Washington. Of course, he did draw caricatures for Warner Brothers, and that would show that he at least had a sense of humor. But still, artists are supposed to be queer ducks. How would they go about falling in love, for one thing?
Let's see. Now, what's wrong with this drawing? That woman just doesn't look right. Oh, it's her hat. Yeah, there's something wrong with her hat.
Why don't you just put a feather on it?
Huh?
That would make all the difference. A feather.
Look, I can take care of this problem myself, miss.
Why not a feather there? That's what the hat's crying for.
What the hat's crying for? Look, isn't there any work for you to do in your department, miss?
I haven't any department.
Well, who are you? Somebody's secretary sent here to plague me?
I don't have to answer questions like that.
You're right, miss. I was just upset, that's all.
If you had put the feather on the hat, like I said, it would look all right.
There you go again. Miss, I assure you I'm perfectly qualified to draw in my own manner. I've spent half my life at it.
So have I. And I still insist that hat won't look attractive until you put a feather on it.
Now, you listen to me. You just can't walk in here and...
And what?
I don't know. I sound sort of silly. Well, what can I really do for you?
I'm a commercial artist, specializing in fashion work. I'm seeking a position here. Whom will I have to see?
Well, you'll have to see the art director.
And where is he?
Here. I'm the art director.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I'm afraid so. But I tell you what I'll do. Just to make up for my earlier rudeness, I'll try you out right now.
What do you want me to do?
Make me a drawing.
Of what?
Of that hat I've copied. And do me a favor. Put a feather on it.
Not bad for long hair. Of course, he and Jeannie were married. Jeannie, that was her name. In another year, they had a tiny little daughter to use for a model. And their mutual world of art was complete. But the world outside was concerned with different designs, the designs of Nazi fascist treachery. And in 1940, Gene's first published art, in which Jeannie aided him, was a book of maps called Europe Under X-Ray. Yes, this artist was not lost in the mists. He had literally taken the globe as his canvas. And in 1943, he set out to join millions of his comrades in exploring that map.
Hey, what you doing, Professor? Cracking another book?
Yeah. Seems like I gotta memorize the entire war for combat intelligence.
Well, that's your trouble, kid. You're just too smart for your own good. Now, look at me. Marching all day, shooting all day, climbing walls all day, lying in ditches all day. Whereas you, sure, you're marching too, etc., etc. But you gotta read books besides because you're so doggone smart.
I'm gonna brain you so...
Go throwing those books in my head. Just so much valuable information gone to waste.
You know, I'd sure like to go over with a gun in my hand.
Listen, Leonardo da Vinci, they wouldn't risk you. You're an artist. Mark my words, after you finish reading all these books, you know what they're going to have you do?
What?
They're going to have you illustrate them.
Yeah, an artist's life is not a happy one.
Hi, Sarge.
Kelly, pack your bag.
What? You mean I'm through, Sarge? I've been fired from the army? What will my poor mother say?
Fit the kitten, Kelly. We're moving out tonight.
No.
No, not you, Hoover. think you've been detached from us because of your special work. Come on, Kelly, on the ball, on the ball. We're forming in front of the mess hall. 10 minutes.
So long, kid.
Yeah. Keep the books for us. Don't let the brass pull any fast ones.
Take care of yourself.
Say, Gene.
Uh-huh.
I can't say things serious. It's the way I'm made. I get embarrassed unless I joke, but if it was up to me, I wouldn't walk out on you if it meant fighting this war in a coal mine.
Thanks, kid.
Hey, Gene! Gene, grab your pack. The sergeant made a mistake. You're coming, too.
This boy, Eugene Hoover, Jr., was one artist whose private dreams stacked up much as yours and mine. Except that in Gene's case, it seems his itchy fingers were too talented for what he thought was his own good. Once in England, he was sent...
Gene, you got time to give us a map of the Normandy sector?
Yes, sir, but I...
Gene, you're not going to start complaining again about not being over in France.
Yes, sir, I am.
You know we need you here, Gene. You're a skilled artist.
Who spent 6 months learning to fire a rifle, sir.
All right, Gene. I've known for the last month I couldn't keep you. I'll send you to Normandy. You can stay in France on detached service. But you've got to keep feeding us the maps we ask for.
Well, that sounds better, sir.
Sure, boy. You'll be on your own. Almost a commando.
Yeah, a commando. A rear echelon commando, sir.
And so Gene packed up his rifle, his books, his pencils, transferred from a transport to a landing barge, and parked down at Le Mans, France, as a sort of one-man art incorporated for the United States Army. But this man kept one eye on his drawing board and one on the front lines. So it is not surprising that...
Major, I want you to pull some of the boys from the 4th Division out of the line and give them a rest.
Fine, sir. Be good for morale. How about the replacements?
Bring them up from the interior. We have a few divisions right here in Le Mans that can be used. Will you check on that, Major? Let me have a report this afternoon.
Yes, sir, I will, Colonel.
Major Harris.
Yes, Hoover.
I'd like to go with one of those divisions.
I'm sorry, Hoover. You're staying here.
Yes, sir, but I...
Now, that's an order, Hoover.
Yes, sir.
Now, why not let him go, Major? The lads are set on it. Has he had combat training?
Yes, sir. His record says he has.
Then unless he's assigned to some division that's not moving out...
He's on detached service, sir. He's been working here.
Oh, let him go, Major. I'll sign these papers.
As you say, sir. Okay, Hoover, you can prepare for service.
Oh, thank you, sir. I can't tell you how much this means to me.
But Colonel, wait. Colonel, Hoover is a very specialized man. He's an artist. Draws maps, diagrams. We can't afford to risk him.
We're not risking him, Major. You think I'd send a valuable boy like that into battle? These replacements are in a quiet sector. The enemy is on the run there. Nothing much can happen along the German-Belgian border now.
At the time the colonel said that, it was true. But a few weeks later, on December 16th, in an unexpected and futile gesture, the Germans mustered their last reserve and hurled a desperately smashing fist against the American army in the Belgian Bulge.
Frozen. I couldn't hit a cross-eyed duck the way I feel.
And mine, too. Wonder whether I'll be able to put this rifle down and pick up a paintbrush.
And if those Nazis don't crack soon, the only thing that'll be put down is us and you know how many feet.
Hey, that's up ahead. Think we're attacking?
Maybe. Say, in back of us. They're pulling out. You don't suppose maybe...
Why, they're lining up way back there. Hey, Bob, on your feet.
Yeah.
Something tells me we're being relieved.
Gene was right. The situation had eased, and the boys were being given short furloughs back from the line. It was a happy artist who, with mud-caked boots, bleary, sleepless eyes, and battle-stained hands, marched down the road to...
Hey, what are those trucks doing on the road, Gene? I thought this highway was clear.
Yeah, so did I. They couldn't have got to wires.
Can the trucks, man, get in the trucks on the double?
Oh, no, they're not going to ride us in. This ain't the army I've seen in the movies.
No, it ain't, Kelly. Fact is, all passes are canceled.
What?
Yeah, Jerry's been stopped. We're heading back. Gonna cross the Saar River tonight.
How many more minutes, Bob?
Two, if they don't blast this barn before we can leave it.
Oh, it's stuck together so far. It'll last another minute.
All right, Ben, let's go. To the boats.
Come on, Dimitri. This is it.
I'm right with you, son.
Don't drop your paint box now.
Oh, now I'm saving it for a self-portrait. Hoover crossing the Saar.
Da Vinci, where are you? Gene! Gene!
They were hit bad that night. Almost the entire division was wounded. Gene had a mortar fragment go through his left ankle, his right kneecap blown off, his teeth knocked out, and minor injuries in the chest and collarbone. We began by speaking about the thoughts of an artist. What were an artist's thoughts in an evacuation hospital in Luxembourg, a general hospital in France, a station hospital in England, then back to France again by plane, Paris, hospitalized, Mitchell Field, Long Island, and finally, Washington, D.C., Walter Reed Hospital. What were Jean's thoughts of art then, after such a pilgrimage of pain?
Jeannie. Oh, Jeannie.
Oh, darling. Let me look at you.
Oh, let me look at you. It's been forever since. Say, Jeannie, you got a pencil?
A pencil? Why?
That hat you're wearing. I want to draw it. You know, lady, it's got the darndest feather.
Perhaps you've wondered why you should buy more war bonds now that the war is over, now that we've had a victory loan. Well, here's the answer. Money put into United States savings bonds is at work helping restore our wounded veterans to health, helping them prepare for the future. And that money's at work for you, too. For money put into savings bonds draws interest. Yes, every $3 invested today pays back $4 at maturity. That's a good return in any man's language. And there is the added satisfaction in knowing that when you buy a United States savings bond, you buy the safest investment in the world. So plan now for your own future. You can invest in it now, today. Buy United States savings bonds and hold them till maturity. They'll make your future secure. The United States Treasury thanks Don Taylor, Joan Alexander, Barry Thompson, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by B. Edgar Marvin and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is George Putnam speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future and your future.